frustrating start to get down 21-7 and two missed field goals a couple of times in their end, and you weren't able to come away with anything. How do you maintain your patience during that?
Well, I think, you know, we realized that we had to execute a lot better than we were executing. And we talked about it on the sideline. We talked about it at halftime. In order to score points, you know, we just can't keep stubbing our toe. So I thought we did a better job in the second half. Obviously, the turnovers were huge. And to get those, you know, defense was really getting after them. That play, that fumble before halftime was huge. So, you know, we were down, whatever it was, 21-7 on the road, you know, our backs against the wall, and I thought we showed a lot of heart. And that's what this team's made of. You know, we're going to battle till the end. I know that.
Do you start learning about this year's edition when you see a team down 21-7 on the road, not playing its best after a loss last week? Do you start finding out about this year's team?
Yeah, we lost two in a row. You go on the road, you know, our fifth to sixth on the road, including the preseason. So, you know, we had two really tough losses. Games that we expected to win, and then, you know, you come and you play against a team that we lost against last year up 21 points, and you know, we showed a lot of heart. It's a lot of adversity that we faced, and I thought we did a good job really responding in the second half.
Do you have any kind of gauge on how good your team is through four games? How good you can be? Are you getting the feel now that you're a few games into it here?
Well, I think we're trying to make improvements every week, you know, and, you know, I'd say that's what we've done. I mean, I know we're 2-2, and it's not a great record, but, you know, I think we're getting better. And I think that's what, you know, we've shown. And, you know, you got to keep building on the good things and try to eliminate the bad things. And, you know, we're doing a good job in some areas. We really ran the ball really well tonight. It was a big point of emphasis this week. And, you know, capitalize on some of their mistakes.
Thomas, when you're down 21-7, though, does that go against conventional wisdom to stay with the running game that way, or just you had so much time left?
Well, I think they were really challenging us to run the ball. You know, they had some little guys on the field with our big personnel groupings. So at that point, you have to try to take advantage of it. You can't just keep throwing into, you know, a heavy pass defense. So we ran it. Brandon ran great. Steven ran great. Woody made a huge play on the scramble for the touchdown to really get us started. So all those guys really contributed.
Tom, building off last week, now maybe it's because you're on the road again, crowd noise. It seems like 2 weeks in a row, you've got a lot on your shoulders. It seems like you're controlling everything, tempo, the calls. Coach said that element's already built in. How much is on you the last 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, you're the quarterback, so ultimately you have the last say before the ball is snapped. So
it's not your first year.
Yeah, it's not. And I've seen, you know, a lot of defenses, and you've been in a lot of dogfights too. And I thought – our guys, the way they play, the way they competed, Wes, I mean, what a game by Wes. Brandon really fought his butt off. That touchdown catch at the end was phenomenal. Gronk, you know, he really fought back after, you know, some tough plays there, but big touchdown. Offensive line played phenomenal with Logan out. You know, Dion, Daniel, who, man, everybody contributed. So it was really a great win for us as a team. Obviously, it only gets tougher from here, but, you know, we're proud of the fact that we really you know, fought through some pretty tough times here in the second half and came up with a big win.
Tom, Denver's up next.
Final question.
Is there any kind of extra degree of competitiveness when you see number 18 on the other sideline?
You know, fortunately, I don't have to go against him, so that's really a challenge for our defense. And they'll put a good week of practice in, hopefully, and be prepared, but he's one of the best to ever play. So, you know, it's always an exciting game. We've got a great history against Denver, recent history, and I'm sure it'll be another tough game.
Tom, what did Mr. Kraft say to you on your way off the field? I saw him stop hitting Tom.
I don't know. I think it was pretty personal. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tom.